Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Clint Sterner. I'm joined by Wade Smith, former Houston Texan offensive lineman. And we are also joined by former Houston Astro, friend of the station, former Houston Astros pitcher, and the pride of Galveston Ball High, my man Brandon Backe. Backe, what's going on, baby?
Hey, not much, buddy. How you doing, man? How's everything going?
Hey, everything's going good with us, man. We've been rocking and rolling since we saw you last. And I tell you, We've had a lot of good days between the last time we saw you and today. But, man, there is some smoke in the city of Houston today, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes, man. Let's jump into this thing, Backe. Look, I mean, obviously. they come down with some stiff penalties. Jim Crane comes out and immediately takes quick and immediate action and fires A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luno. Look, man, you're a player in this locker room for the Houston Astros, and your head coach gets fired. The general manager gets fired. Where's your head at? What are you thinking as a player in that locker room?
Well, listen, man, I this has been going on for a while as far as the talks about what might have been happening or what might have been going down in 2017. And so it's already been there. And I'm sure some of the players knew about it, obviously, that are there now. And they got caught, man. I mean, they got caught. It is what it is. And, you know, it's going to be a change for sure. But as a player, you just kind of get over it. You got to know that spring training is right around the corner. We got to go out there and handle our business and get ready for the season to come. So I don't think mentally it changes much as far as the players' mentality of getting ready for a season. However, the relationship between player and manager is going to be different just because AJ's not there anymore, and he's been there for quite some time. So that's going to be the only newness to it. Also, with the media talking about it throughout at least the early parts of spring training is going to be a little bit of a hassle, but you know, you just got to get over it. It is what it is. What's done is done, and get yourself ready to go out and win another, you know, go try to win another championship.
Brandon, from the perspective of a player, would you say that this coming down the pipe and the firing of AJ Hinch and the proof from Major League Baseball that you were actually cheating, do you think that takes away from the actual World Series championship that the Astros were able to receive? Or, excuse me, not receive, to earn?
It's kind of hard to say it doesn't, at least a little bit, to be honest with you. I've been thinking about this for a long time since I've heard about it, and I was, you know, ultimately hoping that it was just, you know, false accusations. But, man, I'm telling you, as a player, as a former pitcher especially, I'm a little ticked off at the Astros myself, and especially those who were on the front line of this. And I'm hearing Alex Cora and my former teammate Beltran was involved. And it kind of upsets me a little bit, because if I'm out there pitching my ass off for everybody on my team, knowing and find out that the opposing team is getting my signs, and I'm not able to pitch as well as I normally can because they're taking pitches that are close, or they're rocking me because they know it's coming. It's a little unfair. So I'm a little ticked off at those who were involved knowingly what they were doing. You know, I get it. I get that you want to win a championship. I get that you want to do well. And if you can get away with it, nobody knows about it, then ho-hum, it's okay. But you know what? They got caught. They're in trouble. I agree with the penalty. I agree with how Jim Crane has handled the situation. I love A.J. Hinch personally. I've talked to him many a times in his career with the Astros, and me being around the Astros after my retirement. And personally, he's a great dude, and I know that he said he didn't like the situation, what was going on. But he was kind of put in a bad spot where he just kind of just let it happen. And ultimately it got him fired and suspended from the MLB for 1 year. But and I look back, I looked at Baseball Reference online, and I looked back at 2017 stats, and I found something a little interesting, to be honest with you, that ultimately their home stats, most of their home stats weren't as good as their away stats. So maybe they shouldn't have gotten, the pitches, or should have known the pitch was coming, because it seemed as like they did a little bit better on the road than they did at home.
Yeah, stats don't lie, right? I mean, numbers don't lie. Men and women do. hey, talk a little bit about, I mean, look, no players were suspended, right? And Wade and I can talk in reference to the NFLPA. I think Wade's had a lot of experience with the NFLPA. I obviously had my few years with the NFLPA, but the union that the players in Major League Baseball are a part of is clearly a very, very strong union. To think that none of these no players are going to be held accountable for this. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I think they probably should be, if they can put a finger on it, put a stamp on who exactly it was. Maybe that's the difficult thing to do, and that's why they're not doing it. But I think the penalty that has been set for what has happened and for them getting caught is setting a precedence of you better not try to do anything like this again, or else there's going to be a stiff penalty. I mean, $5 million from an organization, although an organization, you know, has a lot of money, $5 million is a lot. And the biggest thing is taking away 2020 and 2021 first and second round draft picks is a big damper to the Astros organization for the years to follow. Just think about it. We've got guys who are almost on the way out, big names. In the next 2 years, we're not going to have a lot of big names, or we have a lot of big decisions to make for those big names. And we're not going to have four guys, basically first and second round for the next 2 years, to try to come and fill in that spot. So it's going to be very tough for the Astros to continue their success in the next 3-4 years down the road because of this event.
Hey, Brandon, man, what are your thoughts on Mike Fiers right now? Because he was the guy that went out and let everybody know, spoke with the Athletic and let them know what was going on in the Astros organization. You, as a former pitcher, finding out that the Astros were part of, you know, doing things that put pitchers they were going against at a disadvantage, putting yourself in the shoes of a pitcher that was getting taken advantage of, and Mike Fiers being the guy within the organization that left and kind of blew the whistle on things. What are your thoughts on him and just kind of the rules within, and maybe the unwritten rules between in baseball of speaking on matters like this?
Yeah, but I know you two guys know me well enough now because of the time I spent with you guys in studio, and you know I'm from Galveston, so I don't really care for guys that are snitches. You know, he's part of the team. He's part of the reason why he's got a ring on his finger is because of that. Here's my deal with Mike Fiers. If he had a problem with it as much as he does now, he should have said something then. Now, when he comes out later and says after the fact, because he's no longer with the team, for lack of better words, he's basically just a punk. And I don't respect him as a player or a teammate at all because of that. I don't doubt that I've already expressed my disgust in it. I don't like the fact that the Astros or any team would ever do anything like that. However, if my team was doing it and I found out, I would at least express my disgust in it amongst the players and have them either do something about it or not. At least I said something then. I wouldn't go to the media. I wouldn't bring it out and throw somebody under the bus. I wouldn't never do that. Even though I know it's wrong, I would have taken it myself to the players or to the manager and express my disgust in that form, not just go out and just call them out to the public and create problems, basically.
Former Houston Astros pitcher Brandon Backe joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston sports leader. Brandon, what about the team moving forward, man? I mean, we heard Jim Crane talk earlier. I mean, training camp's right around the corner, February 15th, but day after Valentine's Day, by the way. Make sure you take care of the wifey. But, yeah. But I mean, well, you know, they got a month, man. They got to go find a head coach. They got to go find a GM. He said he's going to handle, I guess, baseball operations for right now. I mean, how big of a deal is this that they go find a guy to essentially be the manager? I keep saying head coach, but be the manager for this football team when training camp rolls around?
Yeah, well, listen, man, I think as far as the players are concerned, it's the same thing every year. You get ready, you get yourself ready for a marathon of battles throughout the season for, you know, for 162 games, hopefully more because of playoffs. Your mindset is just strictly on what you can do for yourself as a player and getting yourself ready for the season. I think the biggest adjustment is going to be a new person, especially if he's from the outside of the organization, a new person coming in and being a part of a team that he doesn't know, or becoming a part of a team that the players don't know. I wholeheartedly think that it's going to be an internal person that's going to take in that role just because of that matter. But, man, I even thought about, heck, man, Brad Ausmus was an Astro for a long time. He's no longer managing. Let's bring his ass over because he's pretty dang good, pretty smart, and he may be a good fit for us.
Hey, he caught you, didn't he?
He did. He did.
Must be a pretty good old boy then.
Yeah.
Hey, if he can deal with you on your crazy ass on the pitcher's mound, he'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be fine, man. I really like him. And he's the first person I thought of when all this was going down and I heard that AJ was fired. I was like, man, you know, it's going to be tough for a new guy to come into a team. Now, whoever does come into the fill-in, the managerial role, he's got a good team to deal with. So, athletically and on-field talent, he's already got that. It's just about the camaraderie and building that relationship with the players is going to be the deal. You know, whoever they bring in has got to fit with the players.
That's Brandon Backe, former Houston Astros pitcher. Brandon, man, we appreciate you calling and taking the time to give us a few minutes, my brother.
Likewise, guys. I love y'all, man, and I love what y'all do. And, hey, let's hope that these Astros can just wash us away, and hopefully the fans out there stick by the side, man. There's no reason for the fans to go off on the Astros and dislike them anymore. I just want them to stay with us, and hopefully we can get a championship next year.
Hey, just get you a case of cold Coors Light and put your toes up, and you'll forget about it before you know it, baby. It'll be water under the bridge, man. Backe, be good, brother. Take care of yourself.
Hey, likewise, guys. Take care, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.